This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Even though his new album is called The Misfit, Rhett Miller sounds like he's found exactly where he belongs. Written and recorded relatively quickly in upstate New York, the new songs are warm and thoughtful. They also glow with the contented energy of an artist who's established himself, but still finds the freedom to experiment and play. Today, you'll hear Rhett Miller perform some of those songs from that just-released album in front of an audience at World Cafe Live. And we talk about the making of the record, how much he missed live performance, his side hustle as a children's author, and lots more. Rhett begins with the song Already There from The Misfit. Rhett Miller, live from World Cafe.
Getaway car took us this far before she gave up the ghost. 8,000 feet and the stillness is complete. Still a full day from the coast. Give me a home where the buffalo roam and the dear girl sleeps till noon. And the nylon strings and the campfire sings, crackling neath the light of the moon. We landed here by accident. Perhaps there's no such thing. Silence miles away on the alpine air. I'm not going crazy, baby. I'm already there. I lost my pride in the great divide. Wound up here with you. We're a couple of leaves in a great big sea of trees. Falling is what we do. We landed here by accident. Perhaps there's no such thing. Silence miles away on the alpine air. I'm not going crazy, baby. I'm already there. By accident, perhaps there's no such thing. Hear the silence miles away on the alpine air. I'm not going crazy, baby. I'm already there. I'm not going crazy, baby. I'm already there.
Rhett Miller performing in front of a live World Cafe audience. That song called Already There. It's from his new solo album, The Misfit. Rhett, welcome back to the World Cafe.
Oh, I'm so glad to be back here with you, Raina. This is great.
Last time we spoke to each other was on screen. This is our first time meeting in real life.
Yeah, you're much cooler than I expected.
Hey, Christine. You too.
I actually knew you were super cool already.
Oh.
You're doing a great job, by the way. This is a storied tradition of hosts, and you are killing it.
Well, thank you. And I that means a lot, especially because you've been doing your own interviews. I mean, you were very busy during the last couple of years. You were podcasting, doing live stream performances when you couldn't tour. Performing in front of an audience on a stage is a very different thing than performing in front of a camera and a screen. How did performing for a camera help shape this new album?
When you're in front of an audience, it can be terrifying, right? People always say, oh my God, do you get nervous before a show? And I used to say no, because that's a story we tell ourselves, right? Like when you're about to go on stage, you have to deny anything that could weaken you. But of course you get nervous. So yeah, I love going in front of an audience and knowing that there's no safety net. You have to do it right there in real time. When you're playing in front of your computer, and there's no living creature in the room except like a 5-year-old toy poodle named Ziggy who's behind you on the couch sleeping, which I feel like is very rude, honestly. Like, there's a lot of room there. So I have these notebooks filled with cheat sheets. And I've got a music stand that's between me and the camera out of sight. And you can pull out any song. And I can play any song from my catalog. And I did, during the pandemic, play every single song from all 12 Old 97s albums, all 8 of my solo albums, a bunch of outtakes. I learned covers. I love that. And so there's been a lot of silver linings in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. And on this record, I mean, you were able to experiment with some different sounds than maybe your audience might be used to from you. And right now we're hearing your live performances on a guitar. But for people who haven't heard the album yet, tell us about what kind of sounds you were drawn to, what kind of experimenting you did.
So I made this record in the newly built home studio of a really cool young, I call him young, he's younger than me, producer, Sam Cohen, who originally, like me, hails from Texas. He does a lot of records by really cool young artists that get a lot of great publicity for good reason, like the Kevin Morby album that just came out. And we had worked together once before, and that was a more traditional arrangement where he brought in a rhythm section, and then he played guitar and keys, and the rhythm section, which was so great, played this really kind of fat rhythm, and I would play acoustic, and we would play like a band. But for this record, because of the pandemic, and also because he and I had toyed with this idea over the intervening years, what if we did an album that was similar in structure to what Bowie did during his Berlin years with Brian Eno? It doesn't sound like that, except for maybe a few places, but where he would be the band, and he and I would collaborate on writing the songs, and I would then be the singer and kind of the interpreter of these songs that were mostly mine. And so to watch Sam construct a song that we had just written that morning during the course of an afternoon, and then by that evening, we would have a rough mix of a song that didn't exist in some cases at all, but in most cases, I would just have a tiny scrap of an idea, and we would have a finished song recorded by that evening, and it was magical.
I mean, you and Sam are your neighbors, right?
Yeah, now we are. He's moved to Ackard, which is right over the mountain from my home in Gardner, New York, in the Shongunk Mountain Range.
Well, maybe you could paint the picture for us, because we're going to hear you play Follow You Home next. And your home is in the country. It's in upstate New York. What does home look like?
Boy, it's funny you ask that, because I think that was the last song we wrote for the album. And I think so much of that song came from my daily drive over the mountain to his house. And it was a 25-minute drive, but I went through one stoplight that whole time, and I drove past farms. I drove past the historic Mohonk Mountain House, which is a resort on top of the mountain, through the Mohonk Preserve. Some of the most beautiful places I've ever been, and I've lived there 19 years, and getting to really soak in my new hometown and see it from a different perspective as a commuter. So to be able to go every morning to work, it gave me a new perspective. And Sam had just moved in, so maybe that brought some of the freshness to my perspective of our area. And I think that was what contributed a lot to this song, which is It's very dreamy. I think something about waking up and driving over the mountain to make art, it contributed to this feeling of like, is this my life or is this a dream? Is it both? Because it's pretty kick-ass.
I'm speaking with Rhett Miller on World Cafe. Rhett, whenever you're ready, love to hear you perform, Follow You Home.
I feel so broke up that I float upstream. Tried living in the moment, but I was living in a dream. Yeah, I was living in a dream. And the darkness stretches and the engine revs, and I'm by your side now, but you're someone else. Follow you home in the whole wide world. Follow you home is what we have. Follow you home and the stars aren't half bad. La 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 la. My plans all broke down, so I float downstate. Tried dreaming for a living, and it worked out great. Yeah, it worked out great. I was living in a dream. Yeah, I was living in a dream. Follow you home in the streets alive. Follow you home.
Here we go. This is called Beautiful Life.
Gotta get a diagnosis. Is this psychosis? I need her in massive doses. Ooh, she don't know this yet. She's gonna let me in. She's gonna let me in. Sitting over there in a sundress, she's gonna undress with me, even though I'm a hot mess. In a cold sweat, she's gonna let me in. She's gonna let me in. It's gonna be the beginning of a beautiful life, a beautiful life. wish I was a little bit bolder and I'd already told her how I want to take her out and unfold her. But I want to hold her, never let her go. I'm never gonna let her go. And it's gonna be the beginning of a beautiful life, a beautiful life. But she's a stranger. I want to challenge her. I don't want to change her. But there's a danger in letting her in. I'm gonna let her. And it's gonna be, oh, be the beginning of a beautiful life, a beautiful life, beautiful life. And it's gonna be, oh, be the beginning of a beautiful life, a beautiful life, beautiful life.
Live for World Cafe in front of a real human audience, which is still very exciting. That was Rhett Miller playing a song from his new album, The Misfit. My name is Raina Duras. So the songs on this album came together quickly, but a lot of it sounds very mellow and contented. It doesn't sound rushed. I've talked to a lot of artists the last little while who've said that they experienced a bit of a perspective shift while they couldn't tour over the last few years, and the pace slowed down. Is that something that happened to you?
When it came to the music, I don't know if anything would have really slowed me down in terms of the way I perform, because I have a thing where there's a thing that you're always striving for in music called being like behind the beat, which is the equivalent of the musical equivalent of being cool, right? Like you're chill. Take a breath, like you're just in the pocket. I'm never that. I'm always ahead of the beat. So say there's a one, I'm right before the one. Like everything I do, I think both maybe in terms of my career, but definitely in terms of the way I strum my guitar, the way I sing my lyrics. So when Sam was producing me, and he really did produce me almost as if I were one of the many instruments that he has mastered, he was like, nah, no, slow down, start the lyric later. And I'm like, what are you talking about? This is who I am. Like, you are strangling the artist in me. He's like, no, that's the nervous kid that the artist in you is fighting with all the time. And so he didn't actually say that, that sentence, but he might as well have. And it was so good for me Some of these songs especially, like when I play them for you now, there's no way I can get as far back into the pocket as Sam had me on the recording, because the little kid in me that's always impatient for what is next, what is next. He's pushing me to do the thing faster than I should be. And between the pandemic and Sam Cohen, I learned how to calm down a little bit.
I do want to talk about the little kid in you, because one of the other things that you did do over the last few years was write your second kid's book. It's called The Baby Changing Station. It's about a boy who finds a magical baby changing station. And when he puts his little brother on it, the changing station lets him trade his brother for all sorts of other objects. So first, I need to know what the inspiration for that was.
So I've got, obviously, these two kids, and they weren't always teenagers. Weirdly, they started out as, like, babies and infants.
So strange.
Toddlers. It was a whole progression. Anyway, when they were starting to be able to intelligently communicate, which, thank God, we were reading a lot of Chell Silverstein and Roald Dahl, and I was on tour a lot. So I figured out if I told them that I was working on a book of children's poems, and it was a ruse, by the way, people, I would be able to keep them on FaceTime longer, because I'd say, today I wrote this poem for my kid's book called My Secret Karate, and I want to read it to you, and you can tell me what you think of it, and you can help me edit it, right, and give them like a feeling of agency and ownership. And like, also, if I'm just reading them something I wrote or singing them, for instance, a song I wrote, they're over it. But if it's something where they get to tell me how I did it wrong, oh my God, they're on it. And so I would, you know, try these poems out on them. And they surprisingly had great feedback. And I didn't give them like co-writer credit or anything, but they were young enough to not sue me. And they wound up being a real inspiration in a lot of ways. And then once that book of poems, which is called No More Poems and came out a few years ago, once that was out in the world, I realized I like doing this. I mean, I love to rhyme. I love the idea that if you speak to kids intelligently, you assume a level of savvy on their part. I don't know if you're up for it, but I would love to read you a tiny bit of it.
Yes, I would love that. Yes? Yes.
Yeah, Raina, you encapsulated the plot of the book pretty well. There's a little kid, he has a little brother. It starts off, just for the setup, people have names, and my name is James. I'm a regular 10-year-old kid. I always thought I was nice, but I'm not. I feel bad about this thing that I did. So he's jealous of his younger brother, getting all the attention, annoyed by him, but then he's given the responsibility to take him into the bathroom at the favorite pizza place after a big family dinner to change his little brother Joe's diaper for the first time. And the baby changing station comes alive and offers him a deal where he could trade his little brother in. No one will ever remember the brother existed. And then offers him three different options. The first are some really cool spy specs, like seeing the night vision goggles. The second option is a pair of guitars. And so he's thinking about these guitars, and he says, the TV went blue, then the words option two, and a picture appeared on the screen. Two six-string electric guitars looked fantastic, like pointy red rock star machines. My dad's a rocker. He's not into soccer or camping or flying a drone. He likes Oasis, the Kinks, the Van Halens, Sly, and the Family Stone. More often than not, siblings who rock make the best bands, says my father. My small bro Joe might someday grow into my musical partner. He's already loud, and he whips up the crowd, totally hogging the spotlight. In music, that's good, though. Makes for a good show. A rock band with Joe might be tight. How sweet is that?
So sweet. So you kind of mentioned this earlier, but other than writing about change tables, what creative muscle do you get to flex by writing children's books that maybe you don't get to use so much when writing songs?
There's a narrative component. Like, you have to always be aware of the story as it's happening, in a way that songs, you can just be like, I have no idea what this means. I have no idea what just happened. You guys figure it out. But with the kids' book, you know, even if you're talking up to them, you know, even assuming a level of intelligence, you still have to tell a compelling story. And in this case, you know, James is really put in a weird situation where he could have everything he wanted to get rid of this dumb little brother. And does he at the end? You'll have to buy the book to find out.
This is World Cafe. I'm speaking with Rhett Miller. He has a new solo album called The Misfit. You've also been on tour this summer with your band, The Old 97s. How's it been feeling back on the road again after a while?
It's great. It's so weird. It's when you start doing shows from your basement office, it's the weirdest thing you could imagine. And then you do 320 of those and you go stand in front of a crowd of 500 or 5,000 people. And now suddenly that's really the weirdest thing you've ever experienced. And the transaction of a live performance is inherently awkward. You know, I'm the only person, or me, the four of us are the only people looking that direction, and everybody else is looking this direction, and it's a lot of eyeballs, and it's, you know, there's a lot of people went to great trouble to be there. They're babysitters and travel expenses, and you know, just the equity of your time, which is pretty incredible, and so it's a lot. And I had forgotten that I had knew how to do that. And so I kind of had to relearn how to do that, or I'm perhaps maybe still relearning how to do that. But I really do love my job. And I think there's something magical about being in a room together for the purpose of songs and singing and communion like that. And so there's nobility to it. It's not rocket science. I'm not doing anything heroic here. I mean, if you want to use the word hero, that's fine. But I'm not calling myself a hero. I do love my job a lot.
Last time you were on the show, we were talking about the last Old 97s album, 12th. What can you tell us about what's next for the band? Is there anything you can tell us?
Well, I've got a big stack of songs, and we are excited to start work. ATO Records is still on board, our great record label of now a decade, I think. And I think the songs are really great. It's always the thing happens where I go in and I'm like, okay, this record is going to be the Western swing album or whatever. And then they're like, no, it's going to be the garage rock album. And then it winds up being whatever, some combination. That's what we are, right? It's Johnny Cash and The Clash. And then, and that's been 29 years now.
We're going to hear a song from that last Old 97s album in just a minute. But first, you are going to perform one more from your new solo album, The Misfit. The song is called Go Through You. There's a line in this song that immediately caught my ear. They say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I no longer find that to be true. And I found myself thinking about that and sort of puzzling over that line a bit. What made you change your mind on that old piece of wisdom?
Something happens when you get older. A lot of things happen when you get older, and some things stop happening. But the thing, one thing that happens for an artist is you see, when you're young, a world of open doors. And as you go through them, you see like fewer and fewer. And then you get to a point where you kind of realize this is who I am. And it's not like, oh, everything that I've been through has made me some incredible powerhouse of a human being. You're just like, I don't know, this is where I wound up. And there's some things about it that I regret, but the things about it that I love outweigh the other things so powerfully, you know. I love where I've wound up. I love the life that I've built, even if I've somehow backed into it. And even though I drive myself crazy sometimes, and I wish I were more like in Beautiful Life, I wish I was a little bit bolder. You know, I wish I had done things differently. I wish I'd been kinder to people. I wish I'd been more forceful in demanding the things that I felt like I deserved, even though all those things are a moot point because this is who I am and this is where I am. And I had to go through all that to get here. And the idea that it made me stronger is a nice thing you can tell yourself, but it's just a story you tell yourself. You're just here and hopefully you're stronger. You're hopefully wiser, but regardless, every day you're sort of waking up and starting all over again. And I feel really, really lucky, but it's been a long and tricky journey. And I don't regret a minute of it in the end.
I'm glad that it brought you here. This is Rhett Miller live for World Cafe. Go through you.
Okay, I'm going to have to tune. Whew. Oh, Raina, you got me.
Oh,
oh man. It's always a tricky thing talking about getting older. I had a manager who was like, never talk about your kids or your wife. They want to imagine that you're like still single and young. And I'm like, good luck imagining that. I don't know who they was in his mind either. We no longer work together. All right. This will be the first time I will have ever played this song in front of people. All right. It's going to be great, you guys. All right, here we go.
It isn't easy loving you, but it's something that I gotta do. I thought so much of moving on, but what would I do once I'm gone? They say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I no longer find that to be true. If I'm gonna get to heaven, I'm gonna have to go through you. I keep driving off and turning around. I curse your name and kiss the ground. Beneath the feet that walk on me, am I in love or in misery? They say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I no longer find that to be true. If I'm gonna get to heaven, I'm gonna have to go through you. Go through you. Maybe I'm a broken guy. I love you, but I don't know why. I'll try to fix things up with you. What else can I do? Say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I no longer find that to be true. If I'm gonna get to heaven, I'm gonna have to go through you. 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 Go through you.
This one references a Canadian comedy group called Kids in the Hall.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
From Toronto, right?
That's right.
And God, I love them so much. All right, here we go. This is called Turn Off the TV.
They're running a marathon of kids in the hall. Ghost light dancing across the posters on the wall. Pixies and the slider T-Rex. I can tell that we get along well, and I wonder what's next. Turn off the TV, let's go back to my room. I got a window with a hell of a view, And there's a full moon sitting on the church next door, sleeping bag on a hardwood floor. Turn off the TV, let's go back to my room. Oh yeah! I never thought that a girl like you would pay me no mind. Here we are in a hot box having a hell of a time. Jim Beam and brickweed and a futon couch and a playful smile pulling on the corner of your mouth. Woo! Turn off the TV, let's go back to my room. I got a window with a hell of a view. And there's a full moon sitting on the church next door, sleeping bag on a hardwood floor. Turn off the TV, let's go back to my room. Okay! Turn off the TV, let's go back to my room. I got a window with a hell of a view. And there's a full moon sitting on the church next door, sleeping bag on a hardwood floor. Turn off the TV, let's go back to my room. Oh, woo!
Performing in front of a live World Cafe audience, that was Rhett Miller. One more time. His new album is called The Misfit. Rhett, thank you so much for coming back to the World Cafe. I love to have you here.
Oh, Raina, thank you so much, and I can't wait to put out another record and come see you again.
Please do. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.